thank you so much for joining us. What I'd like to first start off with is maybe you can enlighten us as to the differences between Western and Eastern medicine or healthcare, because I know there's, you know, it took me a while to really understand just the power of Eastern medicine, and certainly as a medical doctor going through conventional training, conventional medical schools, we're really not exposed to this entire, almost for us a new world, but it's a very, very old world because for thousands of years people have been practicing this. So if you can maybe shed a little bit of light on the differences between Western and Eastern medicine.
Yes, sure. The biggest difference is that the Eastern medicine brings in the energy body, brings in the energetics of the person. And when I say the energy body, I'm talking about the non-physical part of us. And in Eastern medicine, it is it works with one part of the energy body, one part of the energetics of the body, which is the meridian system, which is 12 main meridians, two extra meridians, and qi, which is vital energy, flows through these meridians. And in Eastern medicine, whether it be Qigong exercise, Tai Chi exercise, Chinese herbology, or acupuncture, or acupressure, Feng Shui, all of these different ancient techniques from Eastern Chinese medicine are used to open up the flow of qi, vital energy, in the body. And this is something that you rarely hear about in Western medicine. And in Eastern medicine, we work from the inside out to heal inside the body, and in that way, the physical body heals along with it.
You're quite right. But I think acupuncture is also used for wellness and sometimes prevention and balance.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's well known for pain, and that's what all the research, they're doing tremendous research, brain research, MRIs of the brain that are showing changes in the brain pre and post acupuncture. They're really working hard to figure out how acupuncture works, but have not come to the one way. And traditionally, we believe acupuncture works by opening up the qi flow in the body, but the Western scientific investigation of acupuncture is finding more that it's working with the opioids being released from the brain, the hormone-like painkillers. So, you know, they're really, really trying to figure it out. But acupuncture works so much more than just pain. I work with people with digestive problems, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, any kind of migraines or premenstrual syndrome, any kind of gynecological problems. I help people with their fertility. The list goes on and on. Stop smoking, weight management, just merely stress, or just not feeling right, or as you said, for prevention. It's excellent at the change of seasons four times a year. We call them tune-ups, where we work with the season. Like if it's the fall, we work more with the lung energy. In the winter, we work more with the kidney energy because the kidneys are the organ associated with the winter.
Yeah.
And so we strengthen that part of the body during that tune-up. So it really needs to be working together with Western medicine. It's not that it's one or the other, but it's really both. We need both medicines, and that's where we're moving towards, is people and physicians recommending alternative therapies and alternative practitioners, making sure that people are being seen by Western practitioners, because it's very important to have both.
Sure. I think it's very important.
Well, I think a lot of the MD acupuncturists believe, you know, they've been doing it many years, believed in and supported it merely because it has worked. But now that research is being done, they're calling themselves evidence-based acupuncturists now.
Right.
Because traditionally medical doctors, yeah, that evidence-based has been their watchword, or I guess,
yeah,
you could say. But it's very important because of the training, as you know, as a medical doctor, that there's some kind of basis for what you're doing. And the way I have been feeling as an acupuncturist, acupuncture saw that when I first started it, I didn't really know I was a Western person. Then I started doing it, and I watched. I actually had a woman who had a tumor as big as a grapefruit that dissolved, that went away through acupuncture, and her physician did surgery on her to opened her up and found it was gone. And he called me on the phone. This was so incredible, and said, "Shoshana, I should have checked her first. I knew she was having acupuncture because he believed in Eastern medicine." Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that's incredible. Things like that would happen, not as dramatic, but many, many healing that people would achieve through acupuncture. So I believe in it, even though I grew up with the Western. My children are very lucky that they have grown up with my attitude of, you can heal yourself. Yes. And they've grown up with it, but we didn't. So this is a new paradigm, even for those of us, even though I've been into Eastern therapies for going on 40 years now, it still isn't where I began in my roots in Pennsylvania, in a small town outside of Philadelphia. So it's a belief system that has to be altered, and it's not easy.
No, it's not. And I guess it does come down to, as you said, this evidence-based, and I see that because meditation is a very large part of my life, and I've recently introduced it into, you know, I talk about it in my book, and I talk about it with my patients, and now I've recently started really working with patients with meditation, and the studies are coming out now how the effect on meditation, the effect that meditation has on our cells, on the DNA of our cells, telomeres, which, you know, is a topic for another show, but it shows that it has that effect on our cells, a very positive effect on our immune system. You mentioned the MRIs that were done on some of the other therapies, the changes in the brain chemistry and the way the brain operates, that too in meditation is shown. So now that it's being documented in a way, it's now being more readily accepted. What I'd like to, if you can tell the audience, what would you say, if there is, and there probably isn't, and this is, you know, may not be a fair question, but if there's is there a typical person who might come to your practice to seek your guidance or help? Does it seem to be any particular problems or people who are looking to stay well more so than anyone else that you could identify?
Right now, it really is a broad spectrum of many, many different people. I treat people, children, babies, people in their 90s. I've treated people 100 years old. It's all ages, all you know, men, women, children, as I said. And it used to be a very small segment because it used to be that people only found out about acupuncture by word of mouth. But now because of the mass media, more and more people know about it and studies are coming out. And you know, about the evidence-based, like I've been treating people for fertility for many, many years, but then a study came out showing a 1/3 increase in success with IVF when acupuncture is implemented with the IVF. So now
amazing.
I have so many women coming to me for that. So I do find that the evidence-based information is helpful because people, when a study shows that it works, then they believe it. And it's good support mentally for people, and it gets people doing it. So I think the research is very important, although from my standpoint, I don't need it because I know from my experience over and over and over seeing amazing things happen. I always say I'm never surprised that people heal themselves. I'm always amazed, though. It's just so amazing to watch the body heal, and people come into me with so many serious, very serious, involved, advanced problems, and they do have spontaneous healings. Not everyone. And if a person does not heal, they need to go for Western medicine, and they need to see a Western doctor first to make sure that they don't have anything life-threatening or time sensitive. Then they can go and do their alternative complementary therapies such as acupuncture.
Yeah.
But it needs to be safe. That's why we need both of the medicines. But if the acupuncture is not working, I get them for more. I send them to their physicians for more tests and more investigation into what could be causing the problem.
Yeah, you know, and the reason why I asked about the typical patient is because there really isn't, as you said, it's a wide range of people who come to you. And that's what I want my audience to realize, that, you know, this is not some fluffy type of thing that you're what I call the automatic brain, the brain that's always watching you from being made fun of or whatever. You know, this is really serious stuff. This is real. This is not made up. It's not make-believe. And anyone from, as you said, children to the elderly, men and women, all different ages, you don't have to, you're not doing something that by leaving or going into a different area, it's not as though you're taking a massive leap. It's not dangerous. It's actually something that could help you greatly, something that you don't need to be shy about. You don't need to be embarrassed about. You can really embody it and be passionate about it and know that, as Shoshana was saying, that you can feel confident that if that is something that makes you a little skeptical that it's not, quote, proven, well, now we have the evidence. Now we have that evidence to satisfy what I call the automatic brain and allow you to go with something that's much greater and that can really heal you, that can really help you. And it's that integrative approach which is so important.